Hare Krishna. Today I've been asked to speak on the transcendental book distribution of our movement. So I've chosen this very special verse from the Bhagavad Gita. It's actually Bhagavatam, but I've chosen this verse. Sorry for choosing the Bhagavad Gita and then speak something on that. Is that okay? So this verse comes in the 18th chapter, that is the final, instruction of the Bhagavad Gita given by Lord Krishna to Arjuna. And it follows the verse of the Sarva Dharman after everything. Yeah, Krishna asks Arjuna. So we will go into the verse directly. Translation: for one who explains the supreme secret to the devotees, devotional service is guaranteed, and at the end he will come back to me. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki. Generally, it is advised that Bhagavad Gita be discussed amongst the devotees only, for those who are not devotees will neither understand Krishna nor Bhagavad Gita. Those who do not accept Krishna as He is and Bhagavad Gita as it is should not try to explain Bhagavad Gita whimsically and become offenders. Bhagavad Gita should be explained to persons who are ready to accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is a subject matter for the devotees only and not for philosophical speculation. Anyone, however, who tries sincerely to present Bhagavad Gita as it is will advance in devotional activities and reach the pure devotional state of life as a result of such pure devotion. He is sure to go back home, back to Godhead. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam. हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। श्री श्री राधा गोकुलानंद भगवान की, सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की, गौर निताय की। थैंक यू। हरे कृष्णा। नाउ आई फील कंफर्टेबल, सो आई वुड लाइक टू टेक ऑल द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ द सीनियर वैष्णवस। आई एम गोइंग टू स्पीक फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम इन माय इस्कॉन करियर लाइफ, सो प्लीज गिव मी योर ब्लेसिंग्स सो दैट आई कैन स्पीक सम वर्ड्स ऑफ विजडम and enlighten myself rather than you all. So first of all, I would like to mention why I chose this verse. The devotee Nishkin Chana Prabhu, he asked me to speak and he told me at the last moment, so I'm not prepared very well, so pardon me if I'm wrong or if I make any errors. Secondly, this verse is a very favorite verse from in my preaching or in my life, so I chose this verse. Actually speaking, there are many verses in the Bhagavad Gita which can be very important, like there is the Man Mana Bhava Mad Bhakto, and there is the Sarva Dharman verse, as well as there are many others. It's endless, but this verse is specifically mentioning about giving this knowledge, this transcendental knowledge to somebody. Like Prabhupada also mentions at the end, it can be given to new people. It's not only like devotees, like we think about like giving this knowledge to devotees who are Krishna conscious, or something related to the science of self-realization or something like that. So today's we are going to enter the book marathon in December, and it's the right opportune time to speak something about this verse. That's why I chose this verse. Yeah, is that all right? Yeah. So, Krishna is instructing Arjuna. Yeah, and we all know like how the people come to Krishna consciousness. There are like four kinds of people who are averse to Krishna consciousness, and four kinds of people who would like to come to Krishna consciousness. So we should not discriminate between anything, like who wants to come to Krishna consciousness, who doesn't want to come to Krishna consciousness, because it is a matter of Krishna and that individual person. And we never know like who is at what level. Like we have seen in the past, like some devotees, they come in the temple, they join, and immediately they become like top book distributors, top preachers, top bhajan singers. So we never know like who is at what level and who has done what sukriti in his past life. So like there's a verse in the Bhagavad Gita also mentioning this: neha bhikramanashosti pratyavayo na vidyate swalpam api asya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. Like they might have completed some percentage of their devotional service in the past. Like maybe somebody might have done 50%, somebody might have done 80%. We never know. So when we give out these books or when we talk to somebody about Krishna, like we should not have that in our mind. That is what Prabhupada is also mentioning in this particular verse. Then later on, after this verse, Prabhupada mentions, like in the next verse, like Krishna mentions actually, Nachatasman manushyesu kaschin me priyakritama bhavita nachame tasman anya priyataro bhuvi. And the translation goes, there is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be more dear. So like Krishna stresses in two verses. First he says that yeidam paramam guhyam, and then he says that there is no other person who is more dear to him. So like in the 9th chapter in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna mentions like samoham sarvabhuteshu name deshwasti na priya ye bhajanti tu mam bhaktya maite teshu chapyam. He says that everybody is equal to him, yeah, and he does not discriminate. But over here, after 9 more chapters, yeah, and few more verses, he is telling Arjuna that nobody is more dear to him than the one who is trying to give this transcendental knowledge to others, or in the devotee circle, who is trying to explain to the devotees of Krishna who are not averse. So Krishna is stressing this twice, like who he likes the most. And even Prabhupada in his life, like I want to go to that point a little later as well, like Prabhupada, when he met his spiritual master Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, at that time Prabhupada was told by his spiritual master in the very first meeting that there were two of them, yeah, there was one Mr. Malik and Srila Prabhupada, and he asked him to preach in the English language because they are young educated gentlemen. Is that right? So we never know like why Srila Prabhupada's Guru Maharaj asked him to preach in the English language, wherein they had just come to have a darshan. So that was something which is transcendental, and Prabhupada also mentions that many times in the diaries and other times. So many, many years later, like that was in 1922, when Prabhupada was like a young boy, and he was not knowing anything. Like he was just a normal Indian following the Gandhi movement at that time. And then few years later, when Srila Prabhupada had met his Guru Maharaj after initiation at Radha Kund, and a few years later Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur left his body, and at that time Prabhupada was a businessman and he had a chemical industry. At that time at Radha Kund, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur asked Srila Prabhupada that ever if you get any money in your business or in your life in the future, print books. And why did he mention that? and print books for what? To distribute them to the English speaking world. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in 1936 knew what's going to come in the future. He was like a he had written some, you know, Surya Siddhant and so many other, you know, astronomical books in the past, and he knew like what's going to happen, like the English speaking world, when they will take to Krishna consciousness and all these things. So that was a very clear cut instructions to Srila Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada, he started his, you know, magazines, like in 1944, the Back to Godhead magazines. We still have them, and every one of us reads the Back to Godhead periodicals. But there was a friend, I heard in one class from Mahamantra Prabhu, like he was Prabhupada's family friend and a very close friend, and he saw that Prabhupada was not going very far in his preaching, and he did not have any disciples, and he could not, you know, fulfill the desire of his spiritual master. So he asked Prabhupada to write books at that time, and Prabhupada was like very reluctant, and he did not understand. But then he remembered the instructions of his Guru Maharaj, and then he wrote The Easy Journey to Other Planets, and that was the transition when Prabhupada from periodicals he went into books. So now this is the history, yeah, like of the instruction given by Srila Prabhupada's Guru Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And you know, before that also Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written many books, and all the acharyas have, you know, written books in English and sent them to the different libraries in London and other places. But Srila Prabhupada had specifically written the commentary in English from Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, and then he embarked on the journey on the Jaladuta to the west. So it took him like approximately from 1922 to 1966, yeah, 65, to just prepare. And his the instruction was always in his mind and his intellect and his being of his Guru Maharaj. And even Prabhupada mentions many a times that his Guru Maharaj never left him, because he had his instructions of printing books. In another time, even Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur mentioned like there should be Brihat Mridanga. Does everybody know about Brihat Mridanga? Yeah, Brihat Mridanga is like, just now we were doing Kirtan and Guru Puja, and there was like two Mridanga players. So the Mridanga is loud enough for this room, or maybe the adjacent room, maybe Prasadam room, or maybe, you know, the gardens, Tulsi gardens. But Brihat Mridanga is, you know, he, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, kept a Brihat Mridanga, like a Mridanga, a token, like a momentum, like this, on the roof of each and every temple and his mutt. Like if you still go to Gaudiya Mutt, there will be a Mridanga on top of the temple. So what does that signify? The significance is like that book, okay, Brihat Mridanga, the book, the knowledge can surpass this room, the adjacent room, many continents, oceans, and it can go across, it can go to different universes. So that's the whole idea, like about Brihat Mridanga. So when this book is held by any person or given to somebody, you know, we should not be thinking that our job is done. You know, ultimately that person is going to read it, yeah, and Srila Prabhupada's, you know, words emanating from his lotus mouth, like there was a dictaphone, and then people, you know, his disciples, you know, put them in the book like that. So they understand the philosophy, they understand the knowledge, what Krishna wants to say, and then this, you know, revolution happened, the Hare Krishna revolution. So Srila Prabhupada and his guru had a vision. So we should also understand what is the mood of book distribution and why we should be doing this book distribution. So I heard a talk on book distribution and the marathon. So I would like to share a few, you know, things about that. And there is one Prabhupada disciple, Vijay Prabhu. He mentions about his favorite verse, yeah, and he was talking about the Leela when Krishna visits Mathura and he meets the flower garland seller Sudama. And he is very pleased by his service. Lord Krishna is very pleased because he offers all the garlands to Krishna and the flowers to Krishna which were made for Kamsa. And then Lord Krishna is asking him, if you want any benediction, I would be very pleased to grant you that boon. So Sudama is not the Vipra Sudama, yeah? This one is a different Sudama. And he asks for the boon. He says three things. I don't know the exact verse, but it's in the Leela and in Bhagavatam. He mentions, like, I should be granted devotional service unto you for eternality, like that is Lord Krishna. The second one he asks is about having friends, okay, in the devotee circle, like having like good friends who are, you know, encouraging you and, you know, like bodhas parasparam, bodhayantas parasparam, like that. So he was asking for friends who are going to enhance his spiritual enhancement or advancement. And the third thing which he asked, that is the most important. That is what all the Vaishnavas carry with them. And all the acharyas, all the devotees, why they do the book distribution. He asked for compassion. Compassion to other living entities. So we should think about ourselves, yeah, and we should also think about others. So right now we got this knowledge, we can speak on this Bhagavad Gita, we have, you know, cultivated this in our being, and we are also following. But what about the others? Like Narad Muni, he's preaching, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityanand Prabhu, they are preaching to Jagai and Madai. So we should also think about that compassion, even if we don't have it. Like Sudama Vipra, Sudama is asking for that compassion. Compassion towards other living beings. Those who are, you know, striving hard in the material existence and going through the grind, birth after birth after birth. And they don't know, they are clueless, and they don't know what is the aim of life. And that's the reason why Prabhupada came to the West. And he gave this civilization which is, you know, going towards the wrong direction, some direction. And he wanted to give these Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and all the books which he wrote. And that knowledge is transcendental. He mentioned many a times that he has not written the books. He has not, you know, given them. It was somebody else, that Krishna speaking through him. And all these, you know, special books which we have today, we don't have to do much. We are going to just hand them over and speak a few words. Everything is given to us. Like Prabhupada had to write them, you know, translate them, and then he had to manuscript, he had to read, edit, and after that he got this book. But over here we got like hundreds and thousands of tons of books, and we got to just hand them over. So we should have that much compassion, and that's what Sudama is asking. That was one point. Yeah. Then I heard another talk given by Bhurijan Prabhu on book distribution, and he was mentioning, like, in the 1970s, yeah, when the book distribution was at the peak, yeah, at that time he met Prabhupada in Hawaii, Honolulu, and at that time Prabhupada was, you know, he had this in his mind that the book distribution was not being done in the way it should be. So he is a great speaker, and he has written many books, yeah, after that. But he had this in his mind, and he met Prabhupada. So Prabhupada was trying to get, you know, that thing which was there in his heart outside him, and try to, you know, coax him and try to get it out. And he was knowing that, and he was understanding very well, like the guru knew his mind and his being and his, you know, inside heart. And he was not happy at that time. But then Prabhupada asked him to speak it out. And when he spoke out, he said that, you know, there was a very rich person in Hong Kong, and he complained to Bhurijan Prabhu that we give this book out forcefully, and we do it in a way that, you know, our score should increase or something of that sort. But, you know, that is not the way which Bhurijan Prabhu thought it should be done. And then Prabhupada very patiently heard him, and then he spoke very nicely, and he said that, you know, to manage this book distribution is up to you. But my desire, and I will be very happy if you do this book distribution. How you do it, you know, is up to you. And whether the person who is taking the book likes it or not likes it, yeah, is up to you. Okay, so please don't complain about this thing. Yeah, that was what Prabhupada mentioned to Bhurijan Prabhu. And then Bhurijan Prabhu has that in his, you know, heart, and then he did accordingly. Like, he was preaching in Hong Kong and many parts of the world, and till today, you can see, like, he has written the many books on the Prabhupada's, you know, Gita, and he has got many commentaries. So Prabhupada had a desire, and that is the most important, you know, service which he has rendered to his Guru Maharaj. So it is our onus now to distribute this Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, all these books to the new people and get them into, you know, the service of the Lord. There is another story which I heard and I would like to share if there is no, you know, problem. I heard Mahamantra Prabhu, yeah, the Prabhupada disciple from America, Los Angeles, he was mentioning like how this marathon started. Does anybody know about that? Yeah, so I would like to just reiterate, yeah, so if that's okay. And he mentioned in his talk on book distribution, like in those days, the Prabhupada started the movement in 1966, and then not many people knew what is the books, and he had to again redo his Bhagavad Gita, and so many things happened, and then he started the temples, and there was lots of managerial duties, and many new devotees coming, but till 1970s, like 4 years later, nobody knew, like, what is book distribution and how to do it. But this Prabhuji is a Prabhupada disciple, Mahamantra Prabhu, he was speaking, and he was a Sankirtan leader, so in America. And then he spoke about this one, yeah. And he said, like, once in the month of December, there was a Sankirtan leader, like, who went to distribute books. And he was mentioning about the big malls and the departmental stores in America. Like, he was mentioning about Walmart. And then he went over there, and there are hundreds of car, we have got in Sainsbury's and Tesco's and other places, and car park spaces. And then he was distributing books. And the most important thing in December is, like, he was saying that people are, you know, focused on Christmas and, you know, Thanksgiving. What is that? Gifts on 20, yeah, Boxing Day. And then he was telling about gifts. So what the devotees were trying to do is giving out these books in sets and making a gift to somebody else. So that was the whole modus operandi and the whole thing. And slowly but steadily, that devotee, he went on like till late. And normally the departmental stores and the Walmart and other things, they shut at 10 o'clock. But he said at that time it did not shut at that hour, and they went on till midnight. The reason being, like, there are some last minute shoppers who want to get gifts and something for the, you know, their friends and family members. So that was the reason why he stayed late. And he was thinking, like, if I go to the temple late, like, they will get worried that I'm the leader in the Sankirtan party and the scores and everything. So, but he did not bother about it, and he started distributing more books. And it went on and went on, and till 1 o'clock in the night, till the last customer went out, because you can't go inside the shop. You got to stand outside in the lobby and then distribute the books. So that was what he done. And then he came back to the temple and knowing, like, wow, what's happening? The temple is empty. And there was nobody in the temple at that occasion. And he thought, like, let me see what's happening. And each and every devotee, the Sankirtan devotee, who had gone out that evening, they did not return back, and they had gone to different departmental stores, and they could not come back because of the same reason. So then they found out, like, if we keep this, you know, strategy, like in the month of December, have a, you know, marathon kind of a thing, and then distribute lots of books, you know, in this way, and tell the people, like, these are like gifts, and, you know, they are in a charitable mood at that time because of Christmas and Jesus Christ and all these things. That was what he was saying. So they give a donation, and that's the way this all started. And he was mentioning then they made like proper, you know, this month as a marathon month, and they started the Christmas marathon. So that was the small story of marathon which I wanted to share. And you also mentioned about one devotee, like he mentioned in his class long time ago about how to distribute more books. And you know, like in those days he was mentioning that there was not many much of money coming inside the temple, like as donations, or you know, we had patrons over here and they were doing good service and we don't have to worry about the money and maintenance of the temple. But in those days, like he was saying, that the Sankirtan devotees used to go in the morning like 10 o'clock and return back at 7 o'clock in the evening. So that was their service full time. And he was saying that he done that service for 12 long years. So he was like a Maharathi veteran in that. So he was mentioning like how he was doing it. But once what happened, like Prabhupada came to O'Hare Airport. And that O/Hare Airport, I don't know, like Prabhupada mentioned about it, that we should change the name to O'Hare Krishna Airport. So the devotees were trying to do book distribution over there, and you know, they didn't know how to do it. So what happened is, once Prabhupada was coming from some flight and he was going to, you know, come to the temple, so all the devotees stood and they were like throwing garland, these flowers, and they were, you know, garlanding Prabhupada, and a big kirtan was going on, and there was like 300 devotees. And this Mahamantra Prabhu, he was a Sankirtan leader. He asked that devotee, he never named the devotee, but I think so it is Vaisheshika Prabhu. I think so. He never named who is he. But he asked him that, what time are you coming back to the temple? Because now all of us have got to go back. So that devotee, like he mentioned like this, he said that I'm not coming back. I said, why? He said that I'm going to distribute some books over here. I just wanted to see Prabhupada, take his darshan, and that pleases Prabhupada the most. So that's the reason why I'm going to distribute books. Then he distributed books, and in those days they used to give a donation of $5, and 20 books, Mahabig books, was the maximum which anybody could do. And he done 20 books and he came back and he was very happy. And then he told all the Sankirtan devotees that we should start doing book distribution at the airports. And that was the reason why they are doing this JFK and big airports, because he was saying that people are in a hurry. They don't know, yeah, what's happening. And immediately they see you and you're smiling and you have got this dhoti, kurta on and tilak. And then they look at you and you speak something, good words to them, and just give the book. And they say, what is this? And you, actually speaking, he was saying that none of them knew what is Bhagavad Gita in those days. And none of them even knew what is yoga. None of them knew what is meditation. So they used to just take the book because it was colorful and some picture or something, and then keep it in their bags. And then give a £5, you know, $5 note or some donation. So that was the, you know, whole strategy of book distribution. So that's what Prabhupada mentioned, like you are going to innovate. And I was in a management course in which they mentioned, like, if you want to succeed in, you know, managing something, then you should think about how, why, when, where, and one more is there, I don't recollect what. Yeah, so he was mentioning, it was in the manner some years ago, and his name is Simon Cole. He is the head of TED. Have you heard about TED? Yeah. So he was giving this talk at the Goshala, and he was talking about advertising. You know, advertising, how one can advertise something. So we also advertising our books. So we should manage it in such a way that what he was saying, yeah, I'm just repeating his words. He was saying that first you should have a theme. Then you should know why, when, where, how, and what. Yeah, am I right? Yeah. So this was what he said. So if we know exactly why we are doing it, you know, where to do it, how to do it, when to do it, and the fifth one, what to do. Yeah. So Prabhupada has given us everything. Okay. Then the temple management, like Sutapa Prabhu, we done like how many? 100,000 last year. Yeah. So we are doing it. and we know exactly what we are doing it. And then where, that is up to the, you know, innovator. Like you can go house to house, then you can go to offices, you can go to, like, I work in Canary Wharf. There is like many people, they don't know what they are doing over there, and they are just coming outside the office and smoking cigarette and trying to evade their Sisi Radha Gokulanan Bhagwan Ki, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Gaur Nitya Bhagwan Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So they don't know, and you can just hand over these books, and it depends on individual person, like how you do it, where you do it, when you do it, why you do it, everything. So that is management. And Prabhupada also mentioned to Giriraj Maharaj that our movement will succeed if we have got organization and, what was the second one? Intelligence, yeah. So if you work intelligently with organization, then our book distribution will be successful. I want to just share, what time I got to finish? 8:30? Yeah. So I want to just share a few stories about my book distribution, this incidences or something which, you know, enthused me in my earlier days. Is that all right? Yeah. So, you know, we were in Chowpatty in those days, and we had just joined new, and we had a big bus. Like, it was like 33 feet long and 10 feet wide. And we had like all the deities, like Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, and then we had Prabhupada, the big Prabhupada, yeah. And then we had Gaura Nithai, and we had Narsingdev, a small deity of Radhanath Swami Maharaj. Like, he used to travel, and 9 years he done that, college preaching and book distribution and other things. And he had this small deity, such so small, and he gave it to us. And we used to just open the shutters of the bus, and we had like 5 to 6 devotees traveling, and we had a kitchen, we had like a book store inside the bus. It's like a big one, you know, like the one which goes to Manchester, the limousine bus. It's such a big bus. And we were just 5 of us inside that. And then we used to distribute these books. And it started in the centennial year, like 1996. There's one devotee over here, he knows about it. Vrajendra Kumar, he was there in Mumbai. So we done this book distribution, and that was the desire of our Guru Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada. And we wanted to, you know, make them happy. And in those days, like, most important thing was like the love and the nurturing which, you know, the seniors gave us. Like, Maharaj used to come out like on the streets to see us off. Like, he had lots of time then. I don't know about this, like last month he was over here, he could not even see us. But in those days, he used to walk from his room, and he used to talk to us, and he used to tell us some advice. He used to, you know, that was like what we reminisce most now. So then we used to go out, and we used to distribute. And I don't know, like in 1995, I remember, like, we were nowhere, yeah, compared to the, you know, there is a other temple called Juhu, Radha Rasbihari Ji, that is Prabhupada's office. And they had given all these books out in the last 30 years, now 20 years since their, you know, formation. And everybody we ask in any village or in any city, they have got the Bhagavad Gita. So he said, who gave you all? Well, the devotees have given us. So we did not know what to do. And then there was one devotee, like I said, like, we got to innovate. So then what he done is he started making different books, like our Sutapa Prabhu. He writes some books, and they are like something related to the philosophy only. And it's a better version, or we can say, to the, you know, current populace. So we made a small book, like 3 books, and we gave it for 10p, like 10 rupees in India. And anybody saying that we got a Bhagavad Gita with us, we used to say, this is not Bhagavad Gita, this has got something different, you know, for you, and please take it. So it's like 10p, 10 rupees he used to give it. And we distributed so many, like the whole world, you know, in ISKCON knew about Chowpatty then. And because we were distributing so many books. And then there was one very big distributor, his name is Navina Neerad. You know Navina Neerad? Yeah, Navina Neerad Prabhu, he's from Switzerland. He came to India just to see what we are doing. And in 1996, he came in the month of November, and he taught us how to do it. I personally went with him on few occasions to see what he does. And he had like a charisma. He was like 6'4" tall. Yeah, and was like white body and very smart looking and young brahmachari. Yeah, and he was doing his sadhana very well. Because I saw him in the mornings, and he used to pray a lot, and then he used to go out on book distribution. And he used to do minimum 100 books, Yeah, that was like his standard, like sometimes 200, like that. So I could not understand how he does it. We were doing like 4 books, 5 books in a day. So I saw him, like how we have got this King's Cross, yeah, over here. Over there, we have got like Dadar, like in the center of Mumbai. And there are like lakhs of people, like in a day, 10 lakh people travel on the tube or trains. And he just stood in the middle of nowhere, and the whole, you know, scene was like, he's wearing his saffron robes, yeah. And he told me, you just watch. Yeah, and we were two of us, yeah. And you keep the books with you. And he stopped somebody, yeah. And he told us before in a class that whoever he stops now will take the book. So I was shocked. I thought that he's got mystic power. And then he just stopped the person and he told him, hello, Hare Krishna, this one is for you. That's it. And he had the Shakti, and the guy used to get like flabbergasted, and he used to say, he does not know English, he said, kya hai, kon hai ye Swami ji, kahan se aaye, where are you? And then he used to take the book, and he done that like the whole day, and he showed us, like, you should be knowing in this crowd who is going to take the book. So we didn't know what he's talking about, yeah, and we still haven't, you know, understood what he's talking about, but he was like, you know, the master. So like this, I've heard many stories about many devotees who can do it. Like I've seen some devotees over here also. Like there was one called Sachi Kishore, who in 2006, 2007 he done it. Then there was Anand Chaitanya. I saw him. I saw Sutapa Prabhu. I saw many, many devotees. Yeah, like Gurudas. Like they have got the Shakti, and you know, they see somebody. And like last weekend, I was on the Harinam, and there was one devotee. All of us were there, yeah, on Saturday, like last to last weekend. And there's one devotee in the Soh temple. He carries a whole stack of books. His name is Vayu or something. And whenever I see him, like he does books every day, I think so. Yeah. And by the end of the Harinam, he's like 50 books gone. And I ask him, like, what's happened? It's all gone. So I don't know what he talks, but we got to understand that one thing, like what is going to connect the two, and how to give this book out. So that was few things which and one more thing I wanted to mention. Like then Navin Nirath came and he trained us, and the next month was the marathon, and we went, we had got this new Bhagavad Gita as it is, but in Marathi language, and the devotees has translated it, and the first time devotees translated the book in Marathi. And we went out on the bus, this big bus, and wherever we went, we just opened the shutter, and the whole village, like it's a small village, they come over there by listening to Prabhupada's transcendental voice. Like we put the Hare Krishna, the famous Hare Krishna tune, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, that one. And the people, they come and they ask, what is all these things? And then we just give it to them, like that small books and the big books. And in a moment, like 100 books go. Then we go to the next village, like that. We go on, like all of Maharashtra, we done in like 15 days. And we done like around 20,000 books. And then we came back, and then Radhanath Swami, our Guru Maharaj, he asked us, Govind Prabhu is our team leader, yeah? And he's asking us, like, why did you come back? We got this bus to distribute books, and you're sitting in the temple, what's happening? So we told them, like, Maharaj, all the books got over. So what? The book got over. Okay, so you go to the BBT in Jew temple, and fill the bus again and go again out to different parts of Maharashtra. Okay. So we went and asked. They said the books are over. In Jew also the books are over. So in the 15 days, we distributed so much books. Like everything got, you know, dried up. So we found out ways and means how to get new books and then go out. I want to give a small story about book distribution which my Guru Maharaj done. Like we think like the speakers, they don't do, you know, the actions. Like many people have told me, like they just speak, they don't do actions. But in 1996, when we were doing this marathon, and we came first in the whole world, we done like 100,000 in that time. And then that was just because Navin Nirath also came, and there is one, you know, devotee who sponsors the books. It's like we get the books for 50 rupees, that is 50 pence, but then he gives half the cost. and then we go to just give it for 25 or 35 rupees. So it's like 35p. So that was the reason why many books went. And there was another incident wherein we talked to the managers of the HR team, and we asked them to get us an entry in the factories. There are many cotton industries. There are so many things happening in India. And we go to the cotton industries. We go to the sugar factories. And then we talk to the HR managers. And we tell them that, you know, we give these books out. And the payment we don't want right now. The payment will be deducted from the salary of the employee. So what happens is the person does not have to give money on the spot. We have a stall. And he takes 5-6 books. He takes the paraphernalia like incense stick, like dhoop stick, so many things. Like it comes up to 100-150 rupees. And then from his salary at the end of the month, it will get deducted. So that we done across whole of Maharashtra. And then like on one particular day, we get like 500 employees. All of them take the books. So that was how the numbers increased. That I remember. Yeah, there was one small story which I will conclude my talk. Like Radhanath Maharaj, he's having ailment since a long time. Like he had sinusitis and stomach disorder and so many other ailments. So the devotees thought of getting an air purifier in his room. Yeah, in 1996. So they got, the engineer came and he was fitting everything, and Maharaj was doing his things in his room, and it was December month. And later on, we found out from the managers, like in the temple presidents and all, that Maharaj, you know, while he was doing his work, yeah, and he was fitting the AC, like Maharaj talked to him about the book distribution and gave him a Bhagavad Gita. And then, like, it was not his job, like, he is the leader of the whole temple, he is the guru, and you know, he was, you know, handling so many other things. But he showed by his examples that anybody coming to you, yeah, we should not give him, we should not let him go. Like either we give him some prasadam or some words of wisdom or something. And Maharaj called the stall downstairs and he got the book and he gave it to him. So instead of giving money to him, we gave him the book and we got it, you know, the service also was done and he got the book in the month of December. So that was one thing which I wanted to share with all of you. So thank you very much. If there is any questions or any comments from the seniors or anybody, we are welcome. Thank you. Hare Krishna.